It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Steve Jones and Scott Sievers.
So we've entered the cattail marsh in the back of Coot Lake. There's already lots of males setting up their spring territories. Red-winged blackbirds are probably the most easily described bird because their name is what they look like. They're blackbirds with red wings, at least the males. The red patches are on the shoulder of the wing like epaulets, and they're bordered by yellow.
If you come out to Coot Lake, this is the time to be here before sunrise because it's a pretty busy place. There's a lot of traffic on the roads, but this marsh behind Coot Lake is really gorgeous right now in the moonlight.
The females look like an oversized sparrow. They're very streaked and brown, and I get a lot of people sending me photos of this odd sparrow they've been seeing, and it's usually a female red-winged blackbird. Doesn't appear that females have arrived, maybe?
Don't they usually put their nests in the green cattail growth? And that won't be until May. Yeah. They're really just getting organized here.
The male, red-winged blackbirds, they'll chase males that enter their territory away.
And their song is pretty coarse. It's kind of shrill, but they actually have a variety of vocalizations. Yeah. They're amazingly adept at making sounds. And when the males sing, they raise their wings and flash those red epaulets. Of course, ecologists will do anything to get a PhD or to publish a paper. So, of course, some ecologists tried painting those epaulets black and seeing what happened. And those males were unable to breed. They were unable to attract females or hold territories.
Depending on the male's state of aggressiveness in nature, they can actually cover that red with black feathers. Yeah, they have a little sleeve of feathers that they can pull over those red feathers underneath. Say they're just feeding and accompanying with nearby male, they want to show less aggression, they'll cover those patches with their black feathers.
So we're looking at several now. I think I can see five or six males. They're in the cattails, and they're perched on top of an individual cattail, and each one is singing and flashing their epaulets. There goes one flying across.
Each one of these males will have up to 15 females in his territory that he breeds with. They found about 25% of those females actually had the DNA of an adjacent male. So they aren't exactly expert at keeping the females from breeding with their next door neighbors. Males that, of course, have the best songs and best displays will probably have the greatest number of females and have probably have secured the best territories. Now as the light comes up, we can see about 20 different individual territories all the way across the marsh.
Steve Jones is co-author of Wild Boulder County. Scott Sievers is an aviation biologist.